Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
End up being a turnover, but I think that if he could potentially clean it up, he has a lot of experience under his belt already. Maybe he could be something in the league. I just don't necessarily think that he would be someone that you would think could be a starting quarterback, especially for a team like the Cleveland Browns, where we desperately need a franchise guy.
Yeah, it's not a great feel. If you had to take a pick, closer to a backup for his career or closer to NFL starter, even if it's like he's the 30th best starter and he's a journeyman, which would you put it?
I'd probably say a high-level backup, someone that if you're down to some injuries, you could potentially ride out Will Howard for a couple of games until you get back on track with your starter and, you know, he keeps the ship steering. I think that would probably be the best case for him. And, you know, who knows? Any quarterback can develop. I mean, heck, the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers was Mr. Irrelevant. So you never know with it. But in my prediction for Will Howard would probably be a high-end backup.
All right, let's talk a couple of other Buckeyes. Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins, both running backs considered near the top of the class. Four running backs here coming up in April. What's the difference between these two, and which one of them, as we're obviously in Cleveland here, would be a better fit for the Browns, in your opinion, Henderson or Judkins?
I mean, first off, the difference between the two is, I mean, they are completely different in terms of their running style. I think Travion Henderson, you really saw excel when he got the ball taken outside or he has open field. He did a phenomenal job with that. A little bit of struggles in between the tackles. That was one of the biggest things for Henderson, and which, I mean, Quinshon Judkins, on the other hand, was the perfect complementary back to him because Quinshon Judkins, on the other hand, can actually go in between the tackles. He's a bruiser back. He can really do a good job on the early downs for you. Not necessarily going to be a guy that absolutely tears it up on the outside or in the open field like a Henderson, but I think both of them are going to be pretty good backs in the NFL. But if I were the Browns, just how with the structure would be of the current roster, I'd probably say Judkins for a couple reasons. I think that would work really well with Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford obviously does pretty well with being able to utilize his speed. He's got that home run ability. You've seen him plenty of times be able to break off those incredible runs. I think that Judkins would be a better pairing. And also, too, on top of that, Judkins is projected to go a little bit later in the draft this year, which then helps the Browns be able to fill other needs elsewhere, too.
Don, who's the biggest surprise, Buckeyes-wise, either for good reason or bad reason on sort of where the expectation is on where they fall in the draft?
Ooh, are we talking from the beginning of the year to now, or
just where you thought they would end up to where they are right now? So if you thought, let's say, and I'm throwing out one that you obviously don't believe, but if you thought Will Howard was going to be a first round pick, top quarterback off the board, and all of a sudden he's a third or fourth round pick, you'd be surprised, sort of in that range.
I think the biggest one, honestly, would be Denzel Burke. I mean, coming into this past season, everyone was talking about him potentially being a, you know, late first-round cornerback. And now all of a sudden, when you look at all these mock drafts, you know, you don't even see his name in there, and he's late on everyone's board and stuff. I think that he was one that kind of had a little bit of a disappointing season where you were hoping to be able to see a little bit more growth. I think that he's gotten a little bit back on track, though. He did a pretty good job at the combine. I'll give him that. I believe he ran like a 4.48, which it's going to be very helpful for his draft stock. But in terms of how we expected him to be from the beginning of the season to now, it was a pretty deep decline there.
Dylan Steltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI with us here on the hotline. We just got done talking to Jeff Hathorn over at 93.7 The Fan, our sister station in Pittsburgh. And he was really high on Emeka Egbuka, potentially as a Steelers option in the first round if they decide to pick at 21. How do you feel about the way that Egbuka pans out here compared to the rest of the wide receivers in the class?
This year's wide receiver class compared to last year's is pretty different. Obviously, there's not as much juice heading into this one, but I think that the case with Emeka Egbuka, it's going to be very similar to how it ended up with Jackson Smith and Ajigba. He's probably going to be a mid to late round one guy, and I think that honestly the fit with the Pittsburgh Steelers would be perfect, as much as I hate to say that. But I think that would be a pretty good fit he spent a lot of time in the slot with Ohio State, obviously, when you have Jeremiah Smith, Cardonnell Tate, and then the year before Marvin Harrison Jr. It's pretty hard to kind of be able to get onto the field and you take any opportunity like that. I think he has the ability to play outside as well, too. But for a team like Pittsburgh, they did bring in a guy like DK Metcalf, and they also have George Pickens. He could be someone where they just put in the slot. And if you're a quarterback and that's who you're throwing to, you got to be feeling pretty good. I mean, I think that would be a great fit for them. Again, I think his skill set is pretty similar to JSN's. Both phenomenal route runners. Not going to burn you with any speed, more of like a power slot guy. But I think all around that, I mean, to the Steelers would be perfect. Again, not going to be advocating for that at all, but I think that would make sense there.
It's unfortunate to hear as a Buckeyes fan. I don't love it, but
yeah.
As we take a look here, Dylan, I'll throw out this sort of fill-in-the-blank type of question. I've asked you these before, but the Buckeye who makes the biggest difference on their NFL roster in year one is who?
Ooh. Here, you want a sleeper one that no one gives a lot of credit to, in my opinion?
Let's hear it.
Tyleek Williams. Mm. I think that, you know, he's been a guy that, when I look at all the mock drafts, he maybe gets in the round one. He falls out of round one. I think this dude's a difference maker. I mean, he is phenomenal when it comes to both sides of being able to stop the run and then being able to get after the quarterback as well, too. Obviously, he wasn't that productive this season in terms of getting after the quarterback. Only had 2.5 sacks this year. But overall, I mean, when you can get a guy that's 6'3", 334, and be able to play that nose tackle position, oh, like you can't ask for much more. It's very rare to find someone like him, and I think that he will do a phenomenal job. And one team that would make a ton of sense for him is like the Minnesota Vikings. I think he would do phenomenal in that system with Brian Flores. And, I mean, he deserves a lot more credit than what he's been given so far.
I'm a big Tyleek Williams fan. I loved watching him get after it. I'm a big Tyleek Williams guy. Listen, as a bigger guy, I got to appreciate my bigger guys.
The big guys got to support the big guys. Exactly.
You can't go away from it. All right, Dylan. I know you're a big draft guy, big college football guy outside of the Buckeyes as well. You pretty much eat, sleep, and breathe the draft. It feels like they're your home time of the year. And you dabble in covering for the Browns as well over on SI. So I do have to ask, if you're sitting there, you're GM drafting two right now, make the assumption Cam Ward goes off the board at one. What are you doing at the second pick?
The gloves are coming off, aren't they, Jake?
They might.
I'm either going with Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. We've talked about this before, the many conversations we've had about it. I do not feel confident in any other quarterback at pick two in this year's draft with the Cleveland Browns other than Cam Ward. I've finally gotten on the train with if Cam Ward does fall to pick number two, or if for some magical reason the Browns end up trading up to the number one pick, great, and they select him. But at this point, I just don't think that there is a guy that I would be willing to spend the number two overall pick on right now that can truly transform this franchise. And I would much rather just go with a guy like an Abdul Carter, where he's basically a surefire prospect, as I can get that spoken out there. But I just don't see the quarterback spot right now, especially if Cam Ward is going off the board there.
All right, so I know you're not a big Shador guy. I'll toss you this question as sort of a hypothetical. I'm more likely to be a reach in the first round, Shador Sanders or Jaxson Dart, who has flown up mock drafts within the last week or so?
I think Dart, mainly just because I don't understand where all this first round hype came from. Like, I can see where the Shador Sanders hype train kind of started to generate a little bit, but it really just came out of nowhere with Jaxson Dart. I think that there are a lot of intangibles with Dart. I think he's got a very strong arm. He can move around pretty well. Like, there's some traits there, but if you're going to go and spend a first round pick on a guy, it just seems like a reach, especially if it was like at pick number two. I don't know. I'm not too confident about it. I think the perfect, ideal situation for a guy like Dart would be more something like, thinking back to like the 2020 draft with like Jalen Hurts, where he goes round two, he sits behind, you know, Carson Wentz for a little bit. And no, I'm not talking about Carson Wentz Browns and all that trauma or anything like that. Not to piss you off anymore. But I don't see him going as a round one guy. He's definitely going to need some time to develop a little bit, especially because he's coming from a system that is a very heavy RPO style. Like, I don't see that really.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, doesn't seem like a great fit to me. I'm right with you. I had no clue where it's coming from. And I like Dart. I'd probably have him over like Will Howard. I have him over Jalen Milroe. Not in the first round, though. I'd love if you get him in like the second or the third. That's fine. Not there, though. Dylan, is there a veteran quarterback right now? Like, if you're looking in the draft at a team who needs a quarterback, your Browns, your Titans, Giants, Steelers, is there a veteran quarterback and they get one that stops you from drafting a quarterback this year?
No, not really. I mean, you're talking like Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. Like, there's nothing really. I think you got to take a shot at some point in this year's draft at a guy for the quarterback position. I'm not necessarily believing that you should be taking him at pick number two, but I don't know. It's very rough right now as I look at, you know, your quarterback big board and stuff for the Browns. I'm looking at it, I'm like, this isn't too pretty here. So
yeah, a lot of X's on good names there.
Yeah, and just in general too, the board, it's just right. You know, it's not panning out how we want it to be. I think one kind of intriguing one would be a guy like Joe Milton, but I feel like in that case, if you did go with that direction of Joe Milton, he would be someone where you might just probably punt on the quarterback position, just because then you, at that point, have to bring in a veteran, because then you don't want to have three young guys in there, especially two you just traded for Kenny Pickett as well. It's just a very weird, this quarterback carousel this offseason has been very strange, to say the least.
All right, Dale, I'll get you out of here. Over under, I'll let you set the number. Buckeyes taken within the first two rounds of the draft.
Ooh, I'll set it at, we'll go 2.5.
2.5 in the first two rounds.
Oh, in the first two
rounds?
Yeah,
first two rounds. Give me two rounds of Buckeyes.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'm slamming the over at 2.5.
We'll go with, I'll go 7.5.
7.5. I like the number. I'll hold you to it the next time that we talk. I'm looking forward to it. Dylan, I appreciate you setting aside the time, talking with us and talking everything through.
Of course, Jake. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Again, Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI. Make sure you go check out his work over there. Dabbles in all of your Cleveland sports. Big draft guy. Fun follow on Twitter, everything that you could imagine. All right. When we come on back, more of a reach for you as a Browns fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.